So you might notice we've got some signs behind us here. Love God and love others. And I think they look awesome. We had someone in our church make these, and she's very talented. But she did have a friend stop by when she was making them. And her friend said, love God, love others. Isn't that kind of basic? Like, you're putting that in your church. Isn't that kind of like church 101? It's simple, right? Love God, love others. It is kind of true. I was reflecting on that. Like so many things that are simple, they can be profoundly difficult. And the simple concept is often the difficult one to live out. Love God, love neighbor. Simple, right? The Jews have been meditating on this command for centuries. They call it Shema. Even though it's simple, they still feel it is profound enough for them to pray through and sing through twice a day for every day of their lives. Simple, yes. Easy, no. Complex, no. Difficult, yes. Church 101? Sometimes the most basic of things are the most crucial to spend time on, the most important, the most foundational. And the Shema is like that. Love God, love neighbor. It's the most basic and the most crucial of commands that God has given us. And Jesus calls this command to love God and love neighbor as the most crucial, as the greatest. And then he links love your neighbor as yourself with loving God as the greatest. Love God, love neighbor. This is the lens through which we are to see everything. It's a rule of life. It's Church 101. It's simple. Please join with me as we read, or follow along anyway. That would be a bit chaotic, but follow along. You can join with me on the screen silently. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? And Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commands. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. It's simple. Love God, love neighbor. We're going to spend 2 weeks looking at this command, love your neighbor. And today we are talking about what it means to love our neighbor in the context of community. And next week we'll be talking about loving neighbor in the context of mission. The Shema, this way of life that Jesus endorsed, and being a Jew probably learned and practiced, is a tough call for his disciples and the Pharisees and the Sadducees, because Jesus understood it in a way that challenged the status quo. The way Jesus understood it. Sorry, I'll try again. Let me try that again. I love Siri. It's like, Siri, Shema. Because Jesus understood it in a way that challenged the status quo. The way that Jesus understood the Shema took it out of the hands who were distorting it and set it right and gave it the right perspective. And it was challenging. Because he took something that they were using as a limitation, as a way to limit the love of neighbor. And he took it and made it about something that was about expansion of love, how to expand your love for the neighbor. And the challenges for them, the disciples, the Pharisees, and the Sadducees, was that applying this basic ethic, it hurt so bad. Because they lived in a society of occupation by the Romans, and it hurt and it cost them to love the Romans. They lived in a society that was fragmented into factions. And there was bitterness between religious groups. They didn't like each other. Even though they shared common roots, it hurt and cost to love each other. It was hard to look at people who were the other, the neighbor who was different, and imagine loving them. Loving neighbor came with a cost. But in some key ways, they were different than us. They lived in a communal society. They lived in a society where their lives were intertwined with each other in ways that ours really aren't anymore. They were people whose society was structured around dependence on each other. And they didn't share the value of individuality like we do. They didn't see the life and all of life through the lens of individual rights and freedoms. So when we hear Jesus' words, how do we react in our unique situation, in our context today? Because so much of our faith is radically individual. So much of our society is about putting the individual before the community, understanding life through the lens of individuality rather than through the lens of a community. Understanding the whole faith journey as between me and Jesus. Individual with individual. So there's something in particular we need to hear from this love God, love neighbor thing. It's not simply acceptable to be a good person in isolation. It's not acceptable to keep to yourself and love God. Jesus connected loving God to loving others. The greatest command, loving God, is conjoined to the command of loving the people around you, loving others. And really, the fact that this command is this way, I think is probably why we're attracted to Jesus. This is the kind of God we worship. He demands that we love others. He demands that we take responsibility for those around us. This is the kind of God we worship as revealed in the Bible, and most profoundly in the person of Jesus. His love is so tied up in giving himself to others. His nature is so expressed in being in the eternal community of the Trinity, an intimate relationship, that his whole nature is relational. This is the Jesus that we love. He says, "You love me? If you truly love me, you will love like me. And I am all about loving the other, giving myself for the other." We say we love God. If we truly do, if we truly are being transformed into his likeness, we will invite the others and love them like he does. Love God. Love neighbor. They can't be separated. Jesus connected loving God with others. They belong together. You can't pull them apart. They can't stand alone. It's simple, but the simple things are so crucial. The simple things give us life. Breathing is simple, right? Because I actually bet that all of you here know how to do it. Because you're here. You're alive. We're born and we take our first breath. We die, we take our last breath. It's simple. But it gives us life. Without it, we don't have life. I vaguely remember that as a child that I was hyperventilating. And I don't know why, I don't know what caused it. But I remember being so conscious of breathing, concentrating on breathing, on the rhythm of breathe in, breathe out, that it became difficult. I felt panicky because this simple thing, this very basic thing, the most natural thing of all, didn't feel natural. And it wasn't giving me life. So you know what they did? They made me breathe through a paper bag. The brown paper lunch bag. And it took on a whole new meaning for me. I can't see one to this day without thinking of that. That crinkly sound when I breathed in and breathed out. I don't know why it worked, but it did. Because here I am today, breathing. And not thinking of my breathing until now that I mentioned it, that you shouldn't think of your breathing. And now you're all thinking of your breathing and going, gee, is that correct? breathing is simple. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. I think you're learning. You guys are fast learners. Love God, love neighbor. Love God, love neighbor. And I want to point out that there is a natural rhythm to this command, just like breathing, simple yet profound, simple yet essential. In order to love our neighbor, we need to breathe, and the deeper we breathe in, the more natural it is to exhale. When we breathe in the love of God, we breathe out the love of neighbor. The deeper I breathe in, the more I'm saturated with and full of good, healthy, clean air in my lungs. And I have to blow it out. Can't keep it in for that long. The deeper I breathe, the more I desire to breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathing in leads to breathing out. I think you guys believe me, right? Yeah, we've all done this a few times in our lives. You can't resist breathing out if you breathe in. Loving your neighbor should be as natural as breathing out. And the more we're full of the love of God, the more we will breathe out love of neighbor. It's the natural rhythm of God-centered agape love. Breathe in love for God. Breathe out love for neighbor. Love your neighbor as yourself. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love others as well as you love yourself. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Four different translations, one word in common that is easily missed. A little conjunction, a little word that in grammar connects two thoughts together. A little word, two letters, as. Love your neighbor as yourself. They're connected. It's simple. Church 101. Breathe in, breathe out. It's easy to see the two explicit commands. Love God, that's one. Love neighbor, that's two. But there is a third, as yourself. Love God, love neighbor, love yourself. The healthier we are with God, the more we breathe in, the more we breathe in the agape love of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the healthier we are and the more correctly we understand loving ourselves. Because let's face it, we don't always love ourselves the right way. I'm not sure I would always want to love my neighbor the way I love myself. Another way of saying it, I'm not sure my neighbor would always benefit from me treating him like I treat myself. The healthier we are, the more godly our love for neighbor is. You know, it's interesting where we can go with this. Loving your neighbor as yourself can either be a really high bar or a really low bar. I mean, treating your neighbor like you might yourself might be a difficult thing, agape-ing your neighbor, because really some of us don't love ourselves the way God wants us to love ourselves, and we might love ourselves in destructive ways. Let me give you some examples of this negative talk. You get up in the morning, look in the mirror, and go, "Hello, ugly." I don't know if any of you say that, but you know, sometimes we have these negative reactions. It's amazing how people beat themselves up. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not spiritual enough. I'm too emotional. I'm too rigid. I'm too trusting. But really? Gosh, Jesus loves me still. What's that book by Anthony Robbins? Gosh darn it, people like me. I don't know. He's not the guy we're talking about here, though. We need to love ourselves with the agape love of the Trinity. That's the breathing in part. Breathe in God's love. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Try saying that in the mirror every morning. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Last week, we talked about that word love in the original language. It's agape, one of the words that they use for love in the Greek. And agape love is active love. It's a love that demonstrates through action and commitment. It's a love that doesn't ask, hey, what do I get out of that? What's in it for me? Is it going to feel good for me? It's the highest kind of love because it's the kind of love that God has for us. It's selfless love. It's giving love. Love neighbor as yourself. It's based on that kind of love, the giving love. Do you love yourself the way God loves you? We need to get there. If we want to love each other and live in community and togetherness the way God designed us to, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Got to love ourselves first, or that would be a mess. Hey, neighbor, you look terrible this morning. You look really ugly. Hey, I just want to tell you something. You're not good enough. Hey, neighbor, you're not smart enough. Just thought I'd let you know. Love God. Love your neighbor as yourself. But make it the right kind of love. When we aren't healthy, bad things happen in community. I remember a man trying to help the poor. It was his version of loving others. But the problem with him was that he was in love with money more than he was in love with Jesus. He loved money more than he loved himself. I really think he thought he was in love with Jesus because he would talk about his love of money with good Christian words, good solid words like stewardship, work ethic, savings, tithing. But because he didn't love himself with a love like God's, love of neighbor to him looked like telling the poor that he was trying to help, that they should just be more like him and work harder and get a job. And why were they spending their money on things like that? Pull up your bootstraps a little bit, okay? Then you'll get some money like I did. I saved hard because he was a hard worker. And he never think of spending his hard-earned money on something as trivial as they wanted to spend it on, those poor people. So his conversations with them were peppered with this type of spice. Exhortations. And how he'd risen above their situation. He didn't love himself the way God loves. Loving others as yourself can be dangerous. It's that love of self that is narcissistic, about loving self in a self-congratulatory way, a way that is about being a Pharisee and a self-lover who is a lover of self-indulgence and privilege. It's the love of self that feeds the insatiable appetite for more and more self-directed goodness and status. It's the kind of love that has nothing to do with loving our neighbor and nothing to do with loving God in a way that pleases Jesus. It's an unhealthy self-love that is about breathing in the aromas of greed and selfishness instead of breathing in the agape love of God the Father that leads to breathing out things that have nothing to do, quite honestly, with loving our neighbor. To love our neighbors in a healthy way, we need to be in good relationship with God, and then the love of neighbors will naturally flow out. Breathe in, breathe out. When we breathe in agape, when we breathe in that sacrificial love of God, we will breathe out that sacrificial love. Some of you catch a glimpse of this. And church, I caught a glimpse from you guys. I keep catching it. Don't be too self-congratulatory. But, or if you need to be, maybe be that way. Depends where you're at. We have felt included and welcomed and accepted as a family. Although September 7th came and passed without a party for me, I was a little surprised. We catch a glimpse of who God is and Jesus through our community and that love that's extended to each other. And we're going to see more and more of that because we're on the right track. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You know what? Healthy self equals healthy love. And living in community as people who journey together, we need to learn to love and start with ourselves by breathing in. Breathing in the love of the Father. Breathing in that agape love that says you are fearfully and wonderfully made. I wonder if I could ask you guys to do this. Do you think you could see yourselves the way Jesus sees you? Simple, right? Because we always talk about this idea of seeing the other the way. Is there a dog in here? That's awesome. This is not a prop either. I didn't plan this, although dogs love with agape love, right? Could you see yourself with the love of Jesus? Can you see yourself that way? It sounds simple, right? But for a lot of us, it takes a lot of hard work. For a lot of us to see ourselves that way is to deprogram all those things that we tell ourselves to accept that love. And when we've seen ourselves with that agape love, we will breathe out agape love to the neighbor. We'll breathe out community and we'll be healthy. And we can love each other in a way that we can truly reach out in mission and show the world what God's people really look like. And I'll tell you what, we can have lots of programs, lots of clever things, lots of church ditties on our sign. But until we start being that community, or when we start being that community, people will want to be a part of that. I know it. We can invite them to that. And I think we could change the world. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in the agape love of God. Breathe out the agape love of God. Let's make it so. I'd like to call the team up now, and we're going to continue in worship and start breathing in more of this love.